In the 16th century, a man named Suleiman ruled the Ottoman Empire in Eastern Europe. To his own people, he was known as Suleiman the Just, the lawgiver. But to the rest of the world, he was known simply as the Magnificent. During a recent visit to the British Museum, I watched a film about Suleiman. His goal was to set up a worldwide kingdom that would be known for its justice and humanity. He wanted to rule the world and make it a just place. But then Suleiman died. His son, who ruled after him, was a drunken and immoral man, and the kingdom that Suleiman had worked so hard to build began to collapse. How different it was with Jesus Christ and the kingdom of God. When Jesus was crucified, it appeared that all hope for the coming kingdom of God had been destroyed. The faith of the disciples burned at a low ebb, and their hearts were heavy with the burden of defeat. They had followed Jesus, believed in him, but had seen him die in weakness on a cross. It had been a magnificent dream, but it apparently had ended. And then, with heart-stopping joy, Jesus came to them alive forevermore, with these words found in Matthew chapter 28, verse 18, "All power is given unto me in heaven and in earth." He had defeated all their enemies, even death itself. And while the disciples looked at him in awe and wonder, he gave them a command that would change the course of their lives and the world as well. This is the great commission of Jesus. "Go therefore and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and the Holy Spirit, teaching them to observe all that I command you, and lo, I am with you always, even to the end of the age." These are the words of a king who is given a royal commission. It begins with a royal claim. All authority and power in heaven and earth belong to him. And then comes a royal command to make disciples of all nations. They are not to go to Jews alone, but to all the nations of the world with the good news of salvation. And then Jesus makes a royal covenant with his followers to encourage them in carrying out this challenging mission. Jesus said, "I am with you always, even to the end of the age." Christian, are you involved in carrying out this royal calling? We have been commissioned by a king whose kingdom will come, and it will have no end. For the Navigators, I'm Leroy Imes.